Title: Percussive Pickup Notes Before Phrase Starts Advanced. All right, in this lesson we're going deep on percussive pickup notes before a phrase starts. These are those tiny, almost sneaky moments right before the downbeat that make a section feel like it launches itself. In classical terms, it's an anacrusis, but in drum and bass it's basically a groove superpower. And here's the big idea: pickups create perceived speed, momentum, and anticipation without changing your BPM and without rewriting your main drum pattern. If your drop feels like it just appears, pickups make it feel like it gets pulled into existence. Today we're building a reusable pickup system in Ableton Live using stock tools. You'll have a pickup perk layer for tight, ghosty hits, an optional pickup impact layer like a micro reverse or noise swell, groove control using the groove pool and micro timing, plus the discipline moves, tone shaping and ducking so your downbeat still hits like a hammer. First, set your target, your phrase grid. Go to Arrangement View and decide your phrase length. Classic DNB is usually 16 bars, often felt as 8 plus 8. Drop locators so you can think like an arranger, not like a loop maker. Put one locator at bar 1, main groove start, another at bar 9, variation or fill, and another at bar 17, next section. Now, where do pickups live? Typically in the last half bar or last beat, before those moments. So you're thinking bar 0.4 into 1.1, bar 8.4 into 9.1, bar 16.4 into 17.1. Don't treat pickups like random fills. Think of them as phrase punctuation. They're telling the listener something is about to happen. Next, build the pickup perk track. Create a MIDI track and name it Pickup Perk. Load a stock drum rack. You want 3 to 6 one-shots that read clearly at high tempo. So think tight closed hats, rimshot or sidestick or woodblock, little Foley ticks like key clicks or vinyl taps, maybe the very short ride tip, and optionally a tiny ghost snare, but high-passed so it's more crack than body. Teacher note: pickups work best when they feel like a hook, not a mess. So choose sounds with distinct identities. If everything is the same kind of bright tick, you'll lose the language of the pickup. For each pad, drop in simpler for fast shaping. Use classic mode. Keep decay short, roughly 80 to 200 milliseconds for hats and ticks. Turn snap on so it starts clean. Warp off because these are one shots. Then use the filter. High pass somewhere between 200 and 600 hertz, and be more aggressive on Foley. The goal is no weight. Your kick and snare own the weight. The pickup should mostly live in the air and presence zone. Now program the rhythm. The pickup's job is to imply the downbeat without stepping on it. Let's start with pattern A, the rolling lead-in. This is subtle, functional, and it works in almost any roller. Put hits in the last half bar before the phrase start, on a 1/16 grid. Think of those E and A positions leading into the 1. Keep it ghosty, then make the last hit feel like it's pulling you into the downbeat. Here's the velocity logic. Early hits, keep them around 30 to 60. The last hit before the downbeat can be 70 to 100, but only if it still reads like a pickup, not like a fill. If it starts sounding like, "Look at me, I'm the transition, you went too far," pull it back. Pattern B, the jungle drag, still 1/16 based, but now you're going to make it swingy. You'll slightly delay every second pickup hit later on when we do micro timing, and you can add a rim or wood hit super close to the downbeat, like a last 1/32 moment for that tiny flam illusion. But keep it tiny. If it's loud, it becomes an actual flam and it'll weaken your main transient. Pattern C, the neuro tick into slam, minimal and mean, 2 or 3 hits only. One tick an 1/8 note before the downbeat, another tick a 1/16 before, and optionally a micro reverse into the first kick or snare. This is perfect when you want the drop to feel surgical, not busy. Now, optional but powerful, add a pickup impact layer. Make an audio track called Pickup Impact. This is where you put your short reverse cymbal, a noise swell, or a little distorted zip. The keyword is short. In DNB, long risers can smear the moment and make the downbeat feel less punchy. Let's build a quick stock noise swell so you can do it anytime. Create a MIDI track called Noise Rise. Drop operator on it. Set oscillator at a noise. Use a filter, band pass somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, so it's airy and not fizzy in the wrong way. Then add auto filter after operator and automate the cutoff rising into bar 1. Add saturator, drive about 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Add utility and widen it a bit, maybe 120 to 160%, so it feels like air opening up around the downbeat. Then fade it so it ends exactly on the downbeat. Rule: the impact layer should suggest the downbeat, not mask the first kick or snare transient. Your transient hierarchy matters. In DNB, That first kick or snare of the phrase is the crown jewel. Now we get into the advanced part, micro timing. This is where the pickup starts feeling like gravity. You've got two main approaches. Approach 1, groove pool. This is clean and repeatable. Select just the pickup MIDI notes, not your whole drum groove. That's important. In the groove pool, try something like swing 16-65 or an MPC 16 swing style groove. Then keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity influence, maybe 0 to 15% if you want a little natural push. Random, tiny, 0 to 5%, and honestly only if it helps. Then, when it feels right, commit the groove, but only to your pickup clips. Coach note, one of the most common mistakes is applying swing globally and accidentally making your entire drum groove wobble. Pickups are a spice. Don't dump the jar into the whole track. Approach 2, manual negative delay, also known as pushing notes early. Zoom way in. Take the last pickup note and nudge it earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds for sharp ticks. Sometimes up to 20 milliseconds for rim or foley if your mix is dense and you need it to speak as urgent. Keep the downbeat on grid. That contrast is the trick. Early pickups plus an on-grid drop equals punch and urgency. Here's a more advanced rule of thumb you can internalize. Earlier feels more aggressive and urgent. Later feels more lazy and swung. And yes, you can mix both inside one pickup. You might have early setup hits, slightly late shuffle hits, and then a final early snap hit right before the bar line. Next, tone shape so pickups don't clutter your drums. On pickup perk, build a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass anywhere from 300 to 800 Hz depending on the samples. If there's harshness, dip around 3 to 6 kHz. If you want a touch of air, a small shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHz can work, but be careful. Air adds excitement fast, and also fatigue fast. Then add saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip-on. Then drum bus. Keep the drive tiny, and use transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to make the ticks pop without raising their volume too much. Boom is usually off for pickups, and optionally a limiter as safety if you're stacking alive bright hits. But don't use a limiter as an excuse for sloppy layering. If it's too busy, remove notes. Don't EQ your way out of it. Now make the pickups sit under the main hit. If the pickup overlaps the first kick or snare, duck it. Method A, a transparent sidechain compressor. Put compressor on pickup perk, sidechain input from your drum bus or kick plus snare group. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on tempo and feel. Set the threshold, so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction right on the downbeat. The idea is not pump, it's make room. Method B, volume automation. Dip the pickup perk track 1 to 2 dB exactly on the downbeat. This is surgical and it keeps the pickup character intact, because you're not changing its envelope with compression. Now arrangement placement. Pickups win when they're purposeful. Put them before bar 1 for the start of the drop, before bar 9 for mid-phrase variation, before bar 17 for section changes, and before drum switch-ups like half-time to full-time. A strong rolling arrangement could be bars 1 to 8, main groove, then bar 8.3 to 9.1, a pickup plus a micro fill, bars 9 to 16, a variation, maybe an extra hat or ride, then bar 16.3 to 17.1, a slightly different pickup. Similar idea, different voicing. That's how you keep it catchy without sounding copy-pasted. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. If the pickup is too loud, it becomes the fill and steals the drop. If it has too many low mids, it muddies the moment right before the kick and snare hit. If you apply swing globally, your entire drum groove can start wobbling. If you randomize micro timing everywhere, it sounds drunk, not urgent. If your reverse or riser is too long, you lose the snap of DNB transitions. And if pickups collide with vocals or leads, the last half bar becomes overcrowded. Always check density right before the bar line. Now some pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use distortion as a tone ID. If you have roar, great, but if not, saturator plus overdrive can give you that metallic bite on ticks. Resample pickup layers. Freeze and flatten your pickup bus. Then chop it like audio so it feels like designed chaos, but it's actually controlled. Use mid-side discipline. Keep airy texture wide, but keep important clicky information more centered so it translates on smaller speakers. Use a gate after distortion if you need brutal cleanliness, with a fast release so it stays percussive. And here's a big arrangement move, pre-drop silence contrast. In the bar before the drop, remove one or two drum elements briefly so the pickup becomes the only moving thing. Suddenly, the pickup feels louder and more tense without actually being louder. Then, when the drop hits, it feels huge. Two advanced variation ideas to level this up. 1. Call and response pickups between drum layers. Phrase A, rim and tick do the pickup. Phrase B, a hat or foley answers with the same rhythm but different timbre. This keeps interest without increasing note count. 2. The false pickup into silence. Make a convincing mini lead in 1/8 early, then cut to a tiny gap right before the downbeat, like a 16th or an 1/8 of silence. The brain expects impact. The silence magnifies the actual hit. You can automate mute, or use clip gain envelope so the final slice is empty. Also, you can create groove without timing changes using velocity encoded groove. Draw a velocity ramp that rises toward the bar line, then drop to near zero on the last tiny hit, like a ghost cutoff. It feels like acceleration even if the notes are perfectly on grid. Quick sound design extra, a tick generator that always cuts. Use operator with a sign or triangle. Add a pitch envelope for a short positive snap so it clicks. Amp envelope, very short decay, no sustain. Then saturator soft clip. EQ 8 with a high pass often 600 Hz or higher. Optional light redux for grit. You get consistent, mix-friendly ticks you can even tune to the key vibe of your track. Another quick trick. Reverse but not a riser. Take a single tick, consolidate it to audio, reverse it, fade in quickly, and make sure it ends at zero exactly on the downbeat with no overlap. It creates suction without washing the transient. Now let's do a 10-minute practice exercise so you actually internalize this. Pick any 16-bar rolling DNB drum loop you've made. Add pickup perk and program two different pickups. One at bar 8.4 to 9.1 with a jungle swing vibe. Another at bar 16.4 to 17.1 with a neuro minimal vibe. For each pickup, high pass it so it has no weight. Add drum bus transients. Then nudge the final hit earlier by about 10 milliseconds. Now a slash B test. Mute the pickups. Does the phrase feel flatter, like it just loops? Then unmute. This audio version is shortened for playback.